Milton Babbitt was musically inclined at a young age, but in college he decided to pursue mathematics, like his father. He turned his attention back to music when he discovered the work of early 20th century Austrian composer Arnold Schoenberg, who's considered the father of serial or 12-tone music. Schoenberg's technique gave all the notes of the scale an equal importance and ordered them according to precise rules, resulting in music with a new harmonious language. In Babbitt's piece, Post Partitions, for piano, the keyboard is divided into four parts and the music is written on four separate staves, like a piece written for four hands but played by only two. Babbitt studied with composer Roger Sessions at Princeton, where he extended and revised Schoenberg's method. As 12-tone music gained respect at universities and with many composers, some critics attacked the music as dispassionate and unlistenable. Babbitt treated their disapproval as a fact of life.
It doesn't bother me. I always got some hisses and boos in Carnegie Hall. But really, you write for yourself. And you write for yourself in a sense which is not selfish and which is not completely self-absorbed.
Classical music critic Kyle Gans says that approach resulted in surprising pieces of music.
It's almost like you find a rock somewhere that has been eroded in such a complex pattern that it's got a really scintillating surface. And that's what I think of as Babbitt's strongest quality, is this really scintillating surface that is just loaded with variety. Nothing becomes predictable.
On the music faculty at Princeton and later Juilliard, Babbitt distinguished himself as a prolific writer in the field of music theory and an influential teacher, counting Stephen Sondheim and Paul Lansky among his students. But even at the height of its popularity with intellectuals, serial music still struggled to find an audience outside of academia. Babbitt famously took up the issue in a 1958 article for High Fidelity magazine called Who Cares If You Listen? Even though Babbitt didn't write the title, it worsened his reputation as an insufferable elitist. Babbitt's friend, the late composer Mel Powell, said in a 1996 interview that in many ways Babbitt was an elitist.
Elitism means Beethoven, it means Mozart, Bach, Brahms, and in our time, various others. I mean, you don't think that Babbitt is commonplace. No, no, no. The word elitism works very well. These are very special people whom I wish we had more of.
Babbitt started experimenting with electronic music when the Columbia-Princeton Electronic Music Center, which he co-founded, received one of the first synthesizers. In his 1961 piece, Vision and Prayer, a human voice is given synthesized accompaniment.
Must lie still as stone by the renthorn walk, hearing the moan of the mother hidden and the shadow.
Kyle Gans compares Babbitt's complex music to the works of James Joyce.
It's like Finnegan's Wake. If you do something that appears to be nonsense and people can't figure it out, they'll study it forever.
But perhaps the best advice on appreciating Babbitt comes from Babbitt himself.
If someone says, "What should we bring to your music?" the only answer I can really give to that is, let the music determine what you should bring to it. Don't come with preconceptions as to what music has been and therefore should be. Come rather with an attempt to get as much out of this music as you can.
Janaea Williams, NPR News.